Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal.
Congratulations.
Oh, I hope you're going to congratulate me on what I think you're going to congratulate me on.
Well, you had a great Thursday.
I did have a fantastic Thursday.
Okay, really quickly, because we don't have too much time and you talk forever. what happened on Thursday? You got to share the story about this. This is really good.
Yeah, thanks. I love to golf, as you know, and golf doesn't necessarily love me back all the time. So I was invited to golf on Thursday at the Shaw Charity Classic, the Pro-Am. And I got to tell you, Wednesday night, I didn't sleep. Okay. I was both excited and I was nervous that I was going to embarrass myself on the Thursday. And, I got to tell you, the first two swings were terrible. I was so nervous. I was like a kid. I haven't experienced that in decades. And then the rest of the day, I had a chance to golf with Mark Brooks, former PGA champion. Wonderful to watch that happen. A bunch of great guys from Chorus, and we had an amazing day, and I putted brilliantly. Maybe it never be repeated again, but I did it. It was awesome, and
fantastic.
It was a fantastic day.
Great for you. You got to meet some great guys of the game, and apparently you were recognized by one or two people out there with being a radio personality, my friend, being on TV and everything.
Well, so. It didn't help on the first tee when you, hey, listen. Oh, no, people know this. Anyways, it was a great day. Thanks for bringing that up. We've got a pretty cool show today. We're going to talk about home modifications, how they could help you stay in your home longer. We know that people want to age in place as long as they can, right? Their home is where often they've raised their families, right? There's lots of sentimental value to it. And people get attached to this, sometimes for too long. Sometimes, you know, that's a difficult decision to make. So how can you stay age in place and do it well?
Yeah.
Right? And be safe.
Yep. And we also have, when people transition to retirement, there's a bit of fear.
Yeah.
Some of it's financial fear. And there are also married women fear a lot more in retirement. And we're going to talk about some of the issues that come up for married women when their spouses are ready to
throw in the towel. Yeah, because it's very different. Men and women are very different in this respect, and there's some unique things that the gals think about, right, when this retirement happens. We've got lots of interesting anecdotal evidence.
Make sure you listen to that segment if you're transitioning to or you're starting in your retirement. You're in the first couple years of retirement. A lot of conversation, a lot of research out there. We're going to have a good time about that one, too.
We're going to talk a little bit about some of the key things this week that we were talking to people about or common questions that came up. But, you know, the last couple of seminars that we've held have been really interesting. Packed houses, which it's nice to see lots of Calgarians coming out, but a lot of really interesting questions and concerns and fears about what's going on and how to make sure this thing lasts. Let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar, and then let's talk about some of the things that we've heard recently and try to address some of the current economics.
That's right. On Tuesday, September 18th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now we need you to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
People are concerned about the longevity. Can I make this work, right? It's been really interesting. There's a lot of news. We'll talk about trade again today. I've had lots of questions about this, but there's lots of things going on right now that raises the questions, the concern about the making sure that this retirement is sustainable.
Correct. And there's analysis that needs to be done. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of work that needs to be done prior to retirement. And so when you're entering into that thought process, hopefully you're doing it in advance, 5 years, 10 years in advance.
Yeah.
But many people are not. It's just how the Canadian way works.
Well, it's human nature to some extent.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. And so when it's crunch time and you're ready to call it retirement, where you're going to be living off your savings.
Yeah.
The stress level goes up. And the whole conversations we've been having are, first of all, can I retire? How much income can I get when I retire? And now look at what's happening in the world.
Yep.
And you're looking at, we've had a bad week when it comes to things that have come out. We had the pipeline issue that's come out from the federal, from the courts. We know NAFTA 2.0 has been an issue. And then U.S. and China have come out with, and the U.S. government's been talking about a $200 billion trade war again, on top of the $50 billion that's already been delivered. So this is more and more concerns.
Continues to escalate, doesn't it?
Yeah, and is it going to be, and then also in the background are a bunch of countries that have had a big problem with their currency, Turkey, Argentina, Venezuela, Venezuela, for example, raising interest rates to 60%, 60%, world record high on interest rates to try to help them. It's so far it's not working, but these are the things that come up, and what with that going into retirement, what do you do? How do you protect yourself? How do you still make money? Because you still need this, your money to grow through retirement. So the concerns and the risks are coming up.
And it has been a challenging week for that. You know, and I'm going to go back and maybe take it over the year to date. This year has been a real challenge. If you look at, again, from an investor perspective, Faisal, we've got lots of concerns. Concerns and fear and uncertainty usually leads investors to diversify, right? So we're not entirely clear what's going to work, what's not going to work. And so rather than making an all-in bet in one asset class or one area, we tend to diversify that risk away. But there's only been one trade that's worked again this year. 100% U.S. equity.
And that's, I think, a very good point that you're making. This week, I spoke to a psychologist. And I get therapy because I'm dealing with you all the time. but what she said to me is when fear kicks into a person's brain, all the energy goes to fight or flight.
Yeah, fight or flight.
And fight, flight, or flee. Mm-hmm. Those are the three things that she said. And there is no real blood or energy going to the front cortex of your brain, which basically gives you rational thought.
Right.
Fear is a bigger driver.
Sure is.
And fear of missing out is a big driver.
Yep.
And so people look at their portfolios and say, I am not going to make it because I didn't participate 100% of whatever market it is. Let's put in the U.S. market because that's the market that's doing
trade
well.
Of the day. Yep.
And so they start to look at other alternatives. Mm-hmm. And they start looking at alternatives purely with the emotion of it, not the rational thought. And so they make a decision on that emotion and they decide to go, well, we're going to just put all our chips in this one area. Either they do it themselves, they go to another advisor who's saying, this is what I can help you with by putting more money in the U.S. market or wherever it may be. And that reaction can really, really hurt. What you need is a diversified asset dedication strategy. And people will remember the hits of 2008 when let's take the U.S. market that lost 39%. But what they forget is in that same year, bonds went up 21%. Mm-hmm. And that balanced approach saved them in the downside, but it's not saving them or making them money. And so the fear is to leave and go somewhere else and take your money where you can try to make more money.
The fear is to change strategy. You know, we harp on this notion of a strategy, and my frustration in this area is strategy isn't 6 weeks or a year. I mean, these are tactical moves, right? Strategy has to be attached to the long-term objectives that the investor has. And this is an important fundamental concept in our business, right, as
so
our regulatory environment.
It's so hard, Dave, for an individual who's seeing performance in their portfolio that's not matching the U.S. market as an example, and have that, I'll use the word faith, trust, belief in that strategy.
Yeah.
Even though that strategy makes sense to guys like you and me, it's very difficult for some to actually buy into it when things are tough.
Well, and it's twofold. I actually raised this issue with you from a different perspective. So you talk about, we often talk about fear and greed, right? That's the two things that drive markets. I always call it the fear of missing out. I actually don't call greed because I think, like you just said, I think fear is a much bigger motivator than greed is. So fear and greed, I just call it fear of missing out or the fear of principal, loss of principal and capital. But the scariness, the uncertainty of the environment today, should be speaking to a very diversified portfolio, but a very diversified portfolio is not working right now, right? It's not. And so this is part of the strategy conversation that I've had with lots of people, because you can build portfolios to do anything.
Correct.
Right. And so if you felt that singular U.S. equity trade was, you know, the place to be, you can, with the push of a button, get all your money into U.S. equities. But at some point, it changes, right?
Correct.
And so do you get the timing right, or do you have a strategy in place that allows you to, you know, determine kind of the risk return metrics that you want? And I think this is really critical. The takeaway from this week and the conversations I've had with people is the frustration around that fear of missing out, as you've said.
Correct.
And do you abandon a strategy to try to chase those returns? And the answer is you can do whatever you want. You better have a strong thesis as to what you're doing and understand the consequences of the decision, right? But it's really interesting to see, it's a real mix right now of that fear of missing out and the fear of the uncertainty that's being created with, you know, where is this Chinese U.S. trade war going to end up, right? We clearly see an escalation in the rhetoric.
Yep.
We may see an escalation next month in terms of the tariffs. What is going to be the impact economically will depend largely on how long it's in place, right? So there's a whole bunch of moving pieces here, but it all feeds back into how people are think the fight, flight, or fee, flee. Right? About where does the strategy, what strategy is appropriate for me at this point in my life, with the risk I'm prepared to take, and with the goals and objectives that my family have.
Which means full calculation, full analysis, understand the big picture, which means get advice. And I think, you know, those types of things are what we're going to talk about again in our seminar on September the 18th, yep. And those are the kind of things we're going to do. So I think one big fear when people are going through retirement is aging,
yep.
And getting older and having concerns about that. And also many Canadians want to live in their home for the long term. So modifications in your home could help you live longer there. So we're going to discuss that coming up after the break. You're listening to More Than Money on 770 CHQR.